Lots of moving parts in this economy right now and for the stock market. And I don't know that we saw the trade war or the looming trade war coming, the tariffs. We had employment numbers out on Friday that seemed to be much weaker than expected. Now we seem to be taking on the Russians. You know, it suddenly occurs to this, maybe this is the black swan that we'd all been hearing about that would undo the recovery. Robert S. Kaplan, president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas for the last 2.5 years, knows all about this and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to talk to you, David.
You know, I mean, I see you do because you're in such a unique position. 2.5 years now, so you know monetary policy, you know the Fed. You had decades on Wall Street with Goldman Sachs, and you can put it all together. What should we be worried about right now?
Well, let me take this with some of the things you mentioned in pieces. First of all, on the jobs number, I tend to look at 3-, 6-, and 9-month averages. And for the first 3 months of 2018, the average job growth is about a little more than 200,000. The average, by the way, last year was a little bit above 180,000. So there's going to be fluctuation in the monthly numbers. So I don't yet take a lot from any single month. So I'd set that off to the side. On the tariff front, as you know, we stay out of the politics of this and are careful about it, but I'd say the following. My advice has been since this has started, I think it is too soon to judge how this is going to unfold. There's the actual policy and then there's the rhetoric back and forth. And I would still be hopeful that when we look back a year or two from now, I would be hopeful still that there'll be few, if any, tariffs actually implemented. And this will turn out to be part of a negotiation because clearly global trade is so obviously in our interest, particularly with Canada and Mexico. The one comment I would make is I do see in talking to business leaders and CEOs, I think the rhetoric, first of all, the aluminum and steel tariffs are having some effect already. Businesses are already acting on those. And you're going to see in various industries, people are already attempting to put in price increases. That I can tell you. I think the rhetoric generally, the danger is it may give business leaders pause in making that next step in terms of capital expansion, adding workers, and gives them a little less confidence about doing business globally.
Exactly. That's the concern is that we sell on the rumor and buy on the news, if you will, that you can't just wait until it actually happens. You've got to gear up.
If you're a business leader, you could understand why a business leader would say, let's just be patient here and let's see how this unfolds. And to that extent, you know, one of the underpinnings, we said the underpinnings of the economy right now are strong consumer and better than expected business investment and a little better expected global growth. And so that second part, a little better expected business investment, this may have some effect on that. And it may ultimately, if this goes too far, there's a miscalculation, have some impact on global growth. These, though, things are not the things that worry me the most, though, as you probably know from talking to me. You do know from talking to me. The things I actually worry much more about are ultimately the slower moving structural shifts. Aging demographics, slowing workforce growth, the fact that we are in a very tight labor market right now. That doesn't mean it can't get tighter, but I see now increasingly inability to find workers could actually be an impediment to growth.
And along with that, you've also pointed out a slowdown in productivity.
Yeah, and the productivity issue to me is a combination of factors. Our educational attainment, you know, math, reading, science skills in this country are lagging. We should just admit it. We rank something like 25th out of 35 OECD countries. So, and we're slipping. And number two, our skills training is, we do a very good job here in Texas among a number of the community colleges, but nationwide, it's improved, but it's way behind where it needs to be. And this is why there's a big skills gap. And so the issue is this. If you are one of the 46 million workers who have a high school education or less in this country, it is very likely, and you have a routine-type middle skills job, it is very likely that job is being restructured or eliminated, or will be. And unless you get retrained, which is easier to say than to do, your productivity and income is likely to go down. And so while industries, I believe, are getting more productive, the workforce as a whole, we're not seeing it because you've got this educational attainment and skills gap. And I think I don't see that going away, and I'm not sure I see it being addressed adequately. So those, and then the third big issue that worries me is increasing and record high levels of government debt to GDP, which as it means the U.S. economy, if you add that to high levels of corporate debt to GDP by historical standards, we're very interest rate sensitive. To the extent that you do have higher rates, and we'll have to see how that unfolds, that is going to take a larger proportion of cash flow, and that creates some headwinds. So those still are the big issues that I'm concerned about. They're not being adequately addressed. So in the short term, we're getting a bump from some of the recent stimulus, et cetera. But in the medium term and longer term, I'm worried growth is going to be sluggish. And that's what really, that worries me more than anything else.
You know, it's interesting you say that because just this week, we've heard from two important decision makers talking about the risk of an overheated economy. Janet Yellen, out of the Fed and now working with Jefferies, evidently talked to some clients the other day and said there's some risk of the economy turning hot. And then Jamie Dimon, in his letter to shareholders, said, you know, we're evidently not paying attention to that possibility.
And so the issue is, we are very highly leveraged, and we've just increased our leverage late in the cycle. Normally, late in the business cycle, that's a period when you normally say, let's deleverage or let's moderate debt growth. We've done the opposite, and the risk of that is, the positive is you get some improvement in GDP in the short run, but that then positive impact ameliorates over a year or two, and yet you're dealt with higher debt with GDP, back to sluggish growth, and that's something we should be talking a lot more about.
A couple of rapid fire. In your district, I can't conceive of anything being hotter than the Permian Basin right now. Can they find workers? I mean, are they importing enough workers out there to?
And it's funny. I had lunch yesterday with the CEO of, which I do this regularly, of a service provider to the energy business, and he's basically telling me he was just at a job fair in Odessa. He's telling me that they're having to offer starting salary something like $100,000+, and this is somebody they're going to have to train. So I hear. Shortages of workers could well be an impediment to growth in the Permian. There are other issues they're dealing with too, including investors, capital providers wanting much more discipline. But yeah, that in fact could be an impediment to growth down there.
You know, it's fascinating because there are little pockets of this cropping up. Wall Street Journal has an interesting article about, of all places, Elkhart, Indiana, which was having to pay big bonuses to get workers in there right now. So let me end up where we started out. Is a black swan event is that event that you can't conceive of. Nobody knows it's coming. It's the blind side. It's getting hit by the car that you didn't see coming. Is it possible that this trade war, if it turns out to be a trade war, could that be the black swan?
It's possible, but it would require, in my view, a series of miscalculations on both sides. So I'd be hopeful that won't happen. I'll give you a different definition of black swan. Black swan, and I'll even liken it to 2008. Black swan event is the one staring you right in the face, that's literally right in front of your face. It doesn't make any sense, but you choose to ignore it, and then when it bites you, you look back and say, I can't believe we ignored it. In 2008, that was record levels of household debt to GDP and $90 trillion plus or minus dollars of credit default swaps that we thought were fine, and in hindsight, it's clear they weren't fine. I think the thing staring us in the face today, which we can choose to ignore, are these big structural trends, aging demographics, lagging educational levels and skill levels, high levels of government debt to GDP, and I think it's far more likely the quote-unquote black swan of the future will be, we'll look back and say, it was obvious that was a problem, why didn't we do something about it? That, I think, is more likely.
Robert S. Kaplan's president and CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas. It's always good to talk with you, sir. I walk away enlightened. Thank you.
Hey, great to talk to you, David. Thank you.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.